This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Tax bill that's going to create such an economic boom in this country. It's going to be great. Just like the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act created a big, beautiful boom in President Trump's first term. And the House did its job. And I think it's time for the Senate to do its job, too. Let me tell you something. I think a lot of the angst over this comes from people focusing on deficit numbers that come from the Congressional Budget Office, when that's one tiny picture of the one tiny corner of the entire picture. They need to focus on the big picture. There's going to be trillions of dollars over the 10-year window coming in from better economic growth, trillions coming in from tariff revenue, trillions coming in from lower interest expenses as we kill inflation. Right.
That could really affect the summer. Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
So there you have the Council of Economic Advisors chair, Steve Moran. And he just said something. I wish we would have come in with "Here comes the boom," because he just said "big, beautiful boom." I thought it was going to be Bill, but he got me right there at the end. And that's the part of all of this that we have to trust and, of course, verify here in the future, that Donald Trump's commitment to growing the economy, married with the big, beautiful bill that does involve a decrease in spending, even though a lot of us don't think that it's enough, growing the economy, which we saw in his first term, if he's able to deliver that in the second term, will it be enough? Well, let's ask the White House about it. Mae Mailman joins us once again, Deputy Assistant to the President and Senior Policy Strategist on X at Mae Mailman. Welcome back to the show, Mae. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Annie. Thanks for having me back.
You bet. Give me your thoughts on the ability of the House Republicans to deliver on the big, beautiful bill under Donald Trump's leadership, what it does have, even though a lot of people are saying, gosh, I just wish it cut some more.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, it just shows President Trump's ability and his leadership to be able to get the House to pass anything. Honestly, I mean, it is such a slim margin. And when it comes to this, everybody's vision of what a perfect bill looks like is a little bit different. So what your perfect bill might be is different than mine. And so how do you unite people around something that gives enough for people who live in very different places, for somebody who lives in New York versus somebody who lives in Nebraska? It's not easy. And President Trump was able to go in there and close people's differences and get through the House a once-in-a-lifetime bill. I mean, this thing sets us up on such a great track. So not only does it make permanent the largest tax cut in history, which, of course, also has a lot of key Trump promises in there, like no tax on tips and no tax on overtime, but also it secures the border permanently so that a lot of President Trump's successes on the border can be carried out, you know, boost Border Patrol agents, ICE agents, deportations. And then also for people who are into savings, this has $2 trillion in mandatory spending. So people are, we can talk about mandatory spending versus discretionary, but this is on the mandatory pile. And that includes everything like kicking 1.4 million illegals off of Medicaid benefits that are designed for Americans, and a ton of other changes, no taxpayer funding for transgender surgeries for minors, things like that. So there's a ton of savings in here, but there's also a ton of investment in our future.
Well, we're speaking right now with Mae Mailman, the Deputy Assistant to the President and Senior Policy Strategist. It just occurs to me while I'm listening to you talk about the importance of the Republicans' ability to pass a border security bill. It was like one of the key talking points politically for the Biden administration, so they thought. Oh, the Republicans didn't want to pass the bipartisan bill. Well, I don't see any Democrats voting for it. Fortunately, we don't necessarily need them to secure the border. I read a post from Stephen Miller last night. It was posted at 10:46, and he was delineating what a lot of people are saying. You know, gosh, DOGE was doing all these cuts. Why aren't they in the bill? He gives us some technical understanding of how DOGE efforts can be implemented into what Congress needs to do. It seems as though it's a different process than the reconciliation, big, beautiful bill of what we're looking at right now.
Exactly. And this is something that if you're not a
super nerd
staffer on the Hill, you are not going to understand.
Yeah, yeah, so, break it down for us, May.
So basically, what reconciliation is a procedural tool that allows you to get through with 50 votes certain things. And those things here are what's called mandatory spending. And so mandatory spending are things that kind of no matter how much the expenditure turns out to be, that that's good from the federal government. So there's only a certain number of things that actually count as mandatory spending. And most of the DOGE cuts are discretionary, right? They're things that we fund at certain levels. I want this amount to go to Harvard as a grant. It's not like Harvard can come to the piggy bank and have an unlimited amount. They have a set amount. They have $2.2 billion in NIH grants. So most of the DOGE cuts have been from that pile of things that they're discretionary. There are choice. Even a lot of the education money, the states can't just spend up to whatever amount. They have a set amount of money versus Medicare, Medicaid, for example. No matter how many people sign up for that, how many illegals sign up, no matter how much waste, fraud, and abuse, the federal government is going to continue to pay it. It goes to an unlimited. So this reconciliation, the one big beautiful bill, is procedurally only able to talk about that mandatory pile. And so for some of the people who are like, what about this? What about this? What about making the DOGE cuts permanent? That's just not it. That's not the right pile. It's in the wrong pile. And so $2 trillion of mandatory spending cuts is historic. It is historic.
Yes. And that is absolutely what Stephen Miller was saying. For people who want to parse that apart, go check out his account on X. Of course, there's always a ton of good stuff there. Before we let you go, I've got about a couple minutes left here. Speaking with May Mailman with the White House. This bill isn't it. We're 128 days into this presidency, and they've been able to get this through the House with such a slim majority. This is just one part of the president's economic plan, and the success of this bill is important to get to the end of the economic plan. But this is, I don't know, a third. You had DOGE that was implemented, but you also have the growth of the economy through the tariff plan. How do you see the rest of what the president is trying to do economically partnering with what this bill is getting done?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's all working together in what's going to be a renaissance of American manufacturing and American jobs. I think we've already had reports that, this is going to bring billions, trillions of dollars in investment and so many, hundreds of thousands of jobs, because businesses are going to be able to invest. And a lot of the business tax provisions incentivize building now, doing it now. So if you've been holding your savings on the sidelines, there's going to be an incentive to go ahead and put shovels on the ground. And that's going to bring more of our manufacturing here. So the tariffs are going to be irrelevant. And that's the whole point. The point is to have $0 of revenue and tariffs because everything has been onshored. But I'll just take a couple of things that are part of the Trump agenda that are going to really spur our economy. One of them is deregulation. So President Biden, when he was alive, in his brain, I guess, decided that he wanted to force everyone to drive EVs. Of course, that drives up the cost for American families. Just by cutting that, doing all the other things that we've announced, it'll save the American family approximately $12,000. And then also just investment in energy dominance. If you don't have cheap energy, affordable energy, reliable energy, then you don't have a country. So whether that's nuclear, whether that's natural gas, whether that's coal, we are investing in all of these areas in order to make sure that we have cheap, affordable energy and we're not reliant on foreign countries anymore.
Yeah. May Mailman, I appreciate you with us so much. I think about when somebody decides to go on a diet, that's a really important first day, but you got to stay committed to see the results. And we are about to start seeing some real results in this country because of what Donald Trump is leading. And we appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today to get some clarity. May Mailman, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. We'll have you back soon. May Mailman, the Deputy Assistant to the President and Senior Policy Strategist. I it's really, really, really a key important. Like she was saying there, you'd have to be a House staffer to understand all of the different intricacies of rules that go into making certain things happen in particular bills. That is a really important detail. Stephen Miller on his X account highlights it wonderfully. If you want to know the details about it, DOGE cuts are not done. DOGE cuts were not forgotten about. They just can't be in this bill. Let's take a quick break. Deroy Murdoch and Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg next on the Annie Fry Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.